The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Ira Melman in Washington, and here's what's happening in entertainment. The death this month of 45-year-old Sudan, the last male northern white rhino on the planet, sounded the alarm on the imminent extinction of other endangered animals. The news also gives a renewed urgency to Kate Brook's documentary, The Last Animals. It's about the threat poaching poses to the dwindling populations of rhinos and elephants. The film was showcased at the Environmental Film Festival in Washington. VOA's Penelope Pulu has more.
In an interview with the Voice of America, filmmaker Kate Brooks spoke about the impact of poachers on the remaining rhinos.
Southern white rhino population is around 20,000, with northern whites, the number's down to 3, and the last male, Sudan, is hovering around the natural age of death and not in very good health.
The day after this interview, Sudan died. At the Garamba National Park, Brooks films clashes between park rangers and poachers.
It's the last place the northern white rhinos lived in the wild, and it is the very front lines of the ivory wars where people, poachers and rangers, are being killed.
Brooks says in the past 10 years, more than 1,000 rangers have been killed in clashes with poachers in conservancies and parks across Africa. Superstition that rhino horn is an aphrodisiac or can cure cancer makes it the world's most expensive animal commodity, and in many parts of the world, it funds terrorist organizations. Brooks' film, The Last Animals, advocates a strict worldwide ban on trade in rhino horn and ivory. Trophy, a documentary by Christina Clouzot and Shaul Schwartz, makes the case that only legalized rhino horn breeding, which means trimming the horns of the animals every few years, can stop poaching and save rhinos. One of the advocates of legalized rhino horn trade is South African farmer John Hume.
On the black market, the retail value of this horn would be $250,000.
The operation is painless. It'll take 2 years before he goes through the same procedure again.
I don't think that is an answer. It's actually creating the message that somehow it's okay again.
While the debate continues, endangered animals die.
As the rhinos have gone, so have the elephants. In the year I was born, there were 22,000 in Garamba. Today, there are 1,200.
Penelope Pulu, VOA News.
To find out more about the movie and the situation, head to our website at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.